This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Despite the president's tweet this morning about China devaluing its currency, which it is not, for the record, because facts matter, we seem, emphasis on the word seem here, to be at a calm moment in the will-they-or-won't-they U.S.-Chinese trade war back and forth. American companies doing business in China do complain they don't have a level playing field with their Chinese competitors, and for some American businesses over there, things could get worse because of a policy called Made in China 2025, which is all about China making itself a technology leader in a bunch of economic sectors, manufacturing and green energy among them. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak explains from Shanghai.
The first thing you need to know about policies in China is that they can be incredibly effective if the government wants them to be. Like when the public got angry about the smog in northeastern China back in 2013. The next year, the government declared a war on pollution.
In 4 years, air pollution concentrations declined by 32% on average.
Michael Greenstone runs the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. He says China's air is still polluted by international standards. But if the current pollution cuts are sustained, everyone in China could expect to live almost 2.5 years longer, which he says is remarkable.
By comparison, it took the United States about 12 years after the enactment of the Clean Air Act to achieve a similar reduction.
China's Communist Party cut air pollution by doing something that couldn't be easily done in the U.S. It shut down coal mines and cut production of iron and steel.
Local officials, I think, used any and all techniques to get there, including removing coal boilers, even in places where there was not yet natural gas lines.
So foreign companies were worried when 3 years ago, officials unveiled an even more ambitious policy called Made in China 2025. Max Zenglin with the Mercator Institute for China Studies in Germany explains.
Made in China 2025 is an underlying industrial policy to become a technology leader in 10 specific industries.
That includes upgrading China's robotics, aviation, and green energy. China is lagging in some of these sectors, so there would still be room for foreign companies, but most likely in some kind of restrictive joint venture deal. Long term, the policy is about self-sufficiency, says Zenglin.
China wants to become less reliant on foreign technology and therefore also foreign companies within the Chinese market.
U.S. and European business groups complain that this will make doing business in China even harder. But a researcher with China's State Council, Zhao Chengwen, told state-run CCTV that there is nothing to fear. Made in China 2025 will keep its markets open, he says. China will treat all enterprises equally, without discrimination. Mariusz Trzaskowski, with the analysis group Solidians, thinks otherwise. He says, for example, in recent years, foreign firms have tried to make batteries for electric cars in China.
However, they actually didn't get the license to build the large batteries. So this is all basically dominated by local suppliers.
What's more, he says, companies in China have been securing metals needed to make electric car batteries, and that could really tilt the electric vehicle game in favor of China. But foreign auto companies still have a chance, says Bill Russo, an ex-Chrysler executive in China who now runs the consultancy firm Automobility in Shanghai. He says American firms may complain about restrictive policies in China, but they've also made good money in the country over the last 14 years.
One American company exists today that may not have existed had it not been for China, and that's General Motors.
And he warns no matter how many tariffs the U.S. imposes, it won't help American firms compete with Chinese companies in the industries of the future. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.